can't do one thing without the Lord. And I've had this scripture on my heart for a while. And just seemingly, the Lord was reading. Excuse me. Seemingly, as Stephen was reading in some other places, and the Lord just brought this back to us. Maybe that it was tonight that we needed to read it. And but it's over in Matthew. And thank you, Jay. I'm sorry. It's over in Matthew. In about the 13th chapter, and that's, excuse me, I'm sorry, throat went to clogging up on me, but parable here that I'm sure we're all familiar with, I want to start reading maybe right there in the 24th verse of the 13th chapter. And the Bible said, "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field, which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up, and brought forth fruit, there then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, and gather the wheat into the barn. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And I want to skip on down here. Just let me skip just a little bit down to about the 37th verse. He said, And he answered and said unto them, let me back up to the 36th. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares in the field, of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now I'll stop there. Just had a few thoughts on this. Got to thinking a little bit about these things and about this man that the Lord likened this unto the kingdom of God, and how that this man went out and he sowed these seed, and the Lord explains to us what all these things are, that that he that soweth is the seed is the Son of Man. And we understand that the Bible said the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the tares are the children of the wicked one. And we know that the devil is the one that sowed them. And I got to thinking on that a little bit, and you read on over before this, and the Lord likens the seed being sown, and how it falls on different types of ground. And I got to thinking about that, about how that he goes on over and he likens this unto this man's field. And these different scenarios of the seed falling on different types of ground, and you get to looking at the world, and you get to looking at different types of people and different situations that different ones is in, and different people accept things in different ways, I guess you'd say. And I got to thinking about that sower being the Son of Man. And I got to thinking, you know, how that his servants asked him, was it not good seed that you sowed? And he said that it was good seed, but that there was an enemy came, and that he had sowed the evil seed, and he had sowed the tares among those things. And I got to seeing that, and you just bear with me just a minute. I got to seeing that as that ground of that field out there, as he said, that was the world. And I got to seeing each individual, if you just bear with me and look at this, I got to seeing each individual little place that seed fell is one little old spot of that field, one little piece of that ground. And I thought about the dust that man was created from, and I got to seeing us. We're just a little piece of ground in the field. We're just a little piece of ground in the world. And I got to seeing how that the good seed got sowed. And I believe in that seed, Mike, it fell on ground. It fell on that field in some place. And I believe that seed, when it fell, I believe that there was a good seed fell on a piece of ground. And I believe there's a tare fell right there near it. And I've got to see in that how in our life, how that the Lord comes by and there's a good seed falls on every man's piece of ground. There's a good seed will fall on every man's field, on every man's piece of ground, Austin. But there's also an evil seed that'll fall right there too. There's a wicked one that's trying to sow discord. There's a wicked one that's trying to sow evil seeds, that's trying to sow something in each one of our lives to come up and to hinder the one that owns the field. And I got to seeing that, how that good seed got sown, and how that the Lord, when He sowed that seed of salvation in our life, He sowed it with all good intentions, that it take hold down in our soul, and that we would go with that. And that wicked one, his whole intention for sowing the seed of evilness in our life was to choke out the good seed. You say, preacher, what does all this matter? And I thought quite a bit on this. As we were getting ready this season, the Lord sort of started opening some things up to us, Mike. You couldn't tell what that seed was until it broke the ground. Until it started springing up and there was blade there. It hadn't made seed, it hadn't made fruit yet, but you could see the blade. That those servants, which is his angels, he said, that was going to come through the reaping,
They could see the difference. When the Word of God gets preached at church, when the Word of God gets spread, when the seed gets spread out, and it falls on your ground, Byron, and it falls on my ground, you can tell when it comes up if you've accepted the good seed or if you've accepted the evil seed.
Right when it begins to grow,
you can tell if it took good hold. I got to seeing that in our lives, and I got to thinking about it. And where I'm going is a little further than where we're at right now, but I'm wanting to explain some things. I thought a lot, especially since we preached the other day on the 10 virgins. I thought a lot about that, about the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. And I thought about it. It's like something we mentioned during that message. Something really grabbed me in that. That half of the ones that was there, they were all waiting on the same thing. But there was only half of them that was ready. And I thought about it in this. As the wheat was growing up with the tares, they were all waiting on the day of harvest. They were all waiting for the reapers to come. And I look at that word harvest. That just means the season of reaping and gathering. And if you read over, and I know it's familiar to us, over in 2 Peter, he says in the 3rd chapter, about the 10th verse, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. And the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and goodliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat." There's coming a day of the Lord. We're everyone, whether we're ready or whether we're not, we're everyone waiting on the day of His coming. And the Bible said that it will come. And as I got to thinking about those things, those wheat growed up right beside the tares. Every piece of ground had an opportunity to let a seed take hold. And it was up to that ground whether it accepted the good seed or the bad seed. Satan goes through this world and God is spreading His seed. Whether we want to admit it or not, the Word of God is getting preached that throughout our land and country today. There is men standing and preaching the gospel. The Word of God is getting spread. And the seed of Satan is also getting spread. There's 2 people going through this life today sowing seed. There's the good man, being the Son of God, he's spreading his seed with love, that it would spring up into something fruitful. And there's the old devil that's a spreading discord and spreading his seed. And all he's wanting to do is to hinder the wheat from growing. There's one thing about it. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Over in the 24th verse it said, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field." You want to know whose we are? You want to know whose this field is?
It's not the one. It's not the enemies. You know what that enemy does? He come in and he trespassed. He come in and he walked on another man's land and sowed the wrong seed. You want to know whose we are, Austin? We're not our own, and we're not Satan's. I don't care who we are. We are God's people. We are God's creation. It was His field. And you know who set the time of harvest? The owner of the field. You know who sent the reapers out? The owner of the field. The only thing that old Satan can do, he can sow trouble in our life. He can sow bad seed. But there's one thing about it, he ain't got control over the field unless we give it to him. Unless we accept his seed. Well, say, how's he controlling that? Because I'm going to tell you something. That man that sowed that bad seed, he knew them tires wasn't going to get harvested into the barn. That man that sowed the bad seed, he knew they wasn't going to get gathered up when he sowed them. He knew them tires, Julian, was going to get gathered up. He knew they was going to get burned because they wasn't worthy. They wasn't useful to the man that owned the field. Satan don't care about nobody. What did he do? Listen to this. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. You think Satan cares about our people? You think he cares? He comes by, starts trouble in their life, and leaves them. But even right up to the end, the owner of the field took care of even the tires. When the angels of heaven wanted to come and go ahead and destroy everything, God Himself said, no, they might hurt the wheat. If we go to jerking them up now, this could have been destroyed a long time ago. But God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You understand that? How much He loved us when we deserve to go ahead and get harvested before we ever had the first seed, the first fruit in our life. God in His love preserved us and gave us opportunity to grow in His grace and His knowledge and to bear fruit. You know what's been on my heart this season? Been on my heart for a while, Lee. He said, let them both grow together until the harvest. You read over here in the 39th verse. The harvest is the end of the world. All I've had on my heart for a good while now is the end. We're getting closer and closer to the end. The end means there's no more higher. The end means when He sent His reapers, when He sent His angels out to harvest to bring everything in, when the reapers come, there'll be no more hope for the field.
dead. He didn't harvest the field. He harvested the seed that brought forth the wheat. And he bound the tares that brought forth trouble. He harvested the wheat into the barn. And the tare was harvested and burnt. The harvest is the end of the world. That's still today, Mike Paul, whether this world wants to believe it, whether anybody wants to believe it. He said it will come. That's still today, Sandy, when it's going to be no more chance. Right now, Mike, he's allowing the wheat to grow amongst the tares. Right now, he's allowing it. Growth to go on. He's allowed seed to take hold in the field. But there's coming a day when the reapers are going to come. There's coming a day when it's all going to end. And it ain't far off, church. It ain't far off. And all I can say is, what seed have you let take hold in your life? What is springing up from your flesh? Can you see that blade of wheat growing? Or is it just an old tire? Because if that tire continues to grow, it's going to get harvested one day, bound and cast into a fire. Right now, it's a growing together. I got people I was talking about today and thinking about that I love. And I know they're lost and on their way to hell. And I love them. And right now, Mike, we're growing right side by side. My roots is dug in to the seed of the Word of God. My roots is dug in to the seed that was sown by the Son of God. And right now, their roots is dug in to what Satan has sown in this world. And they're growing up under that. And they're trying their best to live in with a field of wheat. But there's coming an end to this world. There's coming a harvest time. That's a sad, sad thought to me. I see people I love here. It's going to burn me. I see people that I love, Evan. It's going to hell. God, don't let me be too busy. Don't let me be too busy to tell them about Jesus. Don't let that tire take such a deep root in their life. I pray that the Word of God will get the root to outgrow the tire in their lives. Every one of us has had a wheat and a tire fighting over the ground at one point in our life. Every one of us has had the seed of the Word, and we've had the seed of Satan in our life. And there's been a battle going on. And in one place or the other, one of them's won out. Either the Word of God or Satan himself has took hold of that ground, and he's ruined it, and he's growing something up in it. I hope this is making sense to you. God help my life. Mike, you can tell a wheat from a tire when it breaks the ground. You can tell good and you can tell evil. It ain't hard to discern. This book right here is not hard to tell when it's being preached. And I'm going to tell you what.
The seed of sin is not hard to spot in our lives. What are we letting take hold? What's growing in our life? It's coming harvest time. It's coming the day when the reapers is going to come through. And the tire on the wheel is going to get separated from the field. That song that's set on the inside of man, the reapers is going to come through and it's going to get cut off from this old flesh. This earthly house of this tabernacle will be dissolved one day. Do you have a building not made with hands in the heavens? Have we got some worse to look forward to? That wheat had a barn it was going to get gathered into. And them tires had a fiery furnace that was waiting on them. When you look out past the field, what do you see? When you look out past the field, did you see a barn you're going to get gathered into? Do you see a home in heaven with the Lord and Savior? Or do you see a fiery furnace awaiting on you? There's a lot today that don't want Jesus. There's a lot today that's chose. The Bible said Moses chose rather to suffer with his people than to have the pleasures of Pharaoh's house. I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot today that's choosing Pharaoh's house. They're choosing the world. They're choosing the sinful life and the pleasures of the flesh over suffering for a little while. That wheat had to stay in the field and had to endure hard rains, had to endure hard winds, had to endure the heat of the sun, just like the tares did. But when it was all said and done, Mike, the wheat got gathered into a barn, a place of protection, and the tares got cast into the fire. This ain't plain enough to you. These born again children of God going through this world suffering just as much as everybody else around them. Suffering in pain, suffering in sickness, suffering in watching the things that's going on in the world. There's coming today, church, when the harvest is coming. There'll be a gathering, Austin. When he's going to come through and he's going to do some separating. He's going to take the wheat into the barn. And there's some people in this life today that would think it's a whole lot easier just to let the tire take a hold and let sin take a hold in their life and let that seed grow up. And they think they're growing and they're just doing just as good as the wheat is. But when the end comes, they're going to face the fire for all eternity. It ain't just going to be burned up and gone. I thought on them things a lot here lately. And it breaks my heart. You know, there's good people. There's nice people. There's loving people that's going to hell. Because they ain't willing to receive Jesus Christ. Because they ain't willing to let that seed take hold in their little field. He said perilous times had come. It's a dangerous day and hour we're living in. Mike, the enemy has got a seed sower going on right now. And it's a sowing and it's a sowing and a sowing.
Went to a little old bookstore the other day. There's a little bitty old shelf over there with just a few King James Bibles on it. And there's a whole store
the size of this room with every other book you could find. Every other book that you desire.
Anything you want. Ask the man, where's your Bibles? And he takes me to the little wee section. Little old small rack with just a very few books on it. And a lot of them was other versions. And just a little old small section of the King James Bible. The Lord's still sowing seed, Mike. But I promise you the enemy, he's a going to and fro. He's a seeking whom he may devour. You can get into any kind of sin you want today, and you can have it before you walk out that door right there. And the world's saying, it's all right. It's okay. It's not that bad. You know what that is? That's the enemy, a sowing seed. You know how he sowed? While men slept. There's a lot today. It's just a laying silent. You know what the enemies are doing? He's a sowing and a sowing and a sowing. If he sees an empty piece of ground in Austin, he's going to have a seed on it. He's going to try his best to choke out the good seed with thorns. He's going to try his best to create stony ground where that seed's a father. You know what they used to do to their enemies, Jake, in the Bible? When they went through and they conquered a place, they had stone throwers. You can read this in the Word of God. When they overcome a place, they tried to make that place to where it was so unfruitful that nobody could come back and inhabit that place again. They cast stones on their enemy's grounds. Do you know that? They sure did. You know what Satan does today? He comes in and he'll cast stones all over your field. And when the Word of God comes by and it tries to find a place of ground in your life, there's no stone there where a good piece of ground used to be. Because the enemy's done come in, he's done conquered your ground. And you know what he'll do? He'll cast his seed and let it grow. Be careful what you let into your life. Be careful what kind of seeds you allow to be sown. We better keep our ground picked in the rocks. How do you do that? Set under this water. You know what the keeper of the field would do? Hire. What did you do down there in your garden? I bet you there's a pile of rocks all around it. It always used to amaze me. Go right down through Barnesville, down through there, some in place. That must be some of the rockiest ground. You can ride by some of them fields, and there'll be a rock pile 3 foot high all the way around the edges. You know what somebody's done through the years, Mike? Is they went to plow and they hit a rock, they throw it out the door. You had to get that done. Stay under the Word. Stay in the house of God. The Lord will come through. If He hits a stone in your life, you'll cast it out. And He'll be ready to take the good seed when it gets sown. I promise you, there's an end coming. When time will be no more, He said it will come.
I like to read that, and I've got it underlined tonight. I think of it quite often there, where I read in Peter, in 2 Peter. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. He will come.
And everything that you see and that you trust in shall be burned up.
He will come as a thief in the night.
I'll tell this little old shitty stuff related to you. And Jake told so much. Me and Jake was in love with hay a few weeks ago. But he's throwing it over into me, off of the trailer, and I was a stacking. And Mike, for a split second, something dropped my attention. I had an old goat jump over and got in the way. And I went to move that goat over. And when I bent over to get that thing, there's a bale of hay hit me and blindsided me, knocked me back through that barn. And Jake says it knocked me out. I don't know. He said I didn't answer for a while. Do you know what? I wasn't expecting that. And it knocked me for a loop. That's just how a thief in the night's going to come to you. You ain't going to be expecting it. You know how quick death comes? Julian, are you going to be here tomorrow? You can't tell me. I can't stand here before you and tell you that I'll be at home in my bed tonight. The reaper may come, Mike, for you tonight. Irvine, the reaper may come and take you out here tonight. Savannah may come before we leave this church. Are you going to be gathered in the barn? Are you going to be cast in the furnace? He will come as a thief in the night. This is quick. As a man can, just like I got hurt there that night, looking for it. That's how quick you can leave here. Connor says it a lot of times about a little game we all used to play. Hide and seek. Ready or not, here I come. And I've said it before, the Lord ain't trying to sneak up on you. He's trying to warn this world. He gave us His Word. He calls men to preach. He sends His church out into this world to shine the light of the gospel. I pray that everybody's ready to meet Him. Because He is coming. And there will be an end to everything you see here in this world. This ain't where my roots is dug in, Mike. That good seed of the Word is what I'm grounded in. And He said His Word shall never pass away. It won't return void. I don't know if that's different to you tonight. I felt like the Lord sent it a little different in the deliverance tonight. That's what God wanted us to hear. There's a lot of times on Wednesday nights we're all taught, and I understand that. I come in the same way. But I want you to understand something. God sent His Word out tonight for a reason. There's a seed that fell on somebody's ground tonight. And you know what the enemy's going to do? He's going to come through and he's going to throw a seed right beside it. Which seed are you going to grab a hold of? You going to get a hold of that old tire and let it grow up in your life and be a fox unto you? And you going to get a hold of the wheat and let that grow up and be fruit? Heaven's real. Hell's real. And I'm going to tell you something. They's coming a harvest. They's coming a gathering. They's coming a reap. A reaping. And we better be ready. Because we leave here lost. Hell will be our home. That's what the Lord gave me tonight. I love you.